This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. It's easy to be misunderstood and to misunderstand others. I like the story of Bubba. You know Bubba. He goes to a revival and listens to the preacher. And after a while, the preacher asks for people to come forward and be prayed over. So Bubba goes down front, gets in line. When it's his turn, the preacher says, "Bubba, what do you want me to pray about?" And Bubba says, "Preacher, I need you to pray for my hearing." So the preacher puts one finger in Bubba's ear and the other hand on Bubba's head and prays over Bubba. And after a few minutes, the preacher removes his hands and says, "Bubba, how's your hearing now?" And Bubba says, "I don't know. It's not until next Wednesday in Baton Rouge." Okay, all of us need to check how we're doing when it comes to communication. I have to do this on a regular basis, like every week. What can you do to make sure your message is getting across to whomever you're speaking, like your kids or your spouse or your friends, your fellow workers? Maybe it's a presentation you have at school or in your business. Well, I'll try not to make the mistake of sharing too much with you in too little bit of time, but let me make a point, three simple ones, as a matter of fact, that can help in this area of communication. One, keep it simple. If someone repeatedly uses big words that I don't understand, I tend to think this conversation or discussion is out of my league, so I check out of it, or at least I try to find an exit. It takes work to simplify something that's complex. Big words may be impressive, but ask yourself if your goal is to impress or to communicate. When I'm preaching from a passage I've struggled with, I try to remember I've had all week to live with that text, and I doubt that my listeners have. So I imagine how that 12-year-old or 10-year-old is going to understand it. Doesn't always work for me, but sometimes it does. At least it helps. Napoleon used to tell his secretaries, "Be clear, be clear, be clear." Three things. Well, in addition to keeping it simple, secondly, keep it concise. There's the story of the young man who has to give a speech. He needed advice on how to give a speech, so he goes to an older friend, a gentleman, whom the young man has admired for years. And the wiser man said, "Well, son, here's what you do. You get an introduction that gets their attention. And then you get a dramatic conclusion that summarizes what you've said and will make people want to act. And then you put that introduction and conclusion as close together as you possibly can." Well, that's keeping it concise. Think about how you can keep your words concise. And last, keep it consistent. If you listen to some of the great speeches of, for instance, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you'll find that Dr. King had a knack for repeating a phrase through his speech or his sermon so that the central theme could stay with the listener. We all need to work on that. What happens is we have all this information that we want to share and we overload our listeners. And this happens not just in speeches, but in other forms of communication with all kinds of people. Are you putting more on that child than he or she can possibly grasp? What about your spouse or your friend or your coworkers? Think about how you are communicating. Are you sending out too many messages at one time? In all of this, and above all, restrain yourself from filling up the air with words. I like something Francois Fenelon said. "The more you say," he said, "the less people remember." The more you say, the less people remember. Now let me close with just one more story. No, on second thought, go back if you want and re-listen to my simple suggestions. And I like what Fenelon said. The more you say, the less people remember. So, I'm done. Come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, you go out and become the person God has created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a coffee.